Then I had it, but they lowered, they went from 45 degree to 24 degree.
Okay.
Special meeting Sunday, January 19th, 2020, 2 p.m. All board members are present. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I would.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Public comments? None. Discussion and possible action in response to a member's request for membership list. Carl has requested the membership list. He wants to, I believe he wants to do a mailing to all the members to notify them of a Facebook page that he has that he thinks has important information. My understanding of the law is that any member can request the membership list anytime they wish for any purpose reasonably related to the member's interests in the association. So, I don't see anything that we can deny the request for, but because we have members that have opted out of the mailing list, we need to start using alternative response for demands. So we need to adopt a policy for that alternative. What does everybody else think? I know.
I don't think social media falls under the law.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it'd be the same thing as, oh, I want to have a big party and I want to invite everybody. You give me the list so I can send out invitations. Yeah. That's what social media is, and it's not part of the association. It's his personal page to rant and rave.
And with social media, you've got to have each person's okay. And it's even
public.
With Facebook, they have
public.
Okay.
He doesn't. It's not a private page. It's open to the public.
What is the title of his page?
Friends of the Mountain, Friends of the Tehachapi Mountain Valley Association.
How come he can use the Mountain Valley Association name?
He really shouldn't.
It's not copyrighted.
Oh.
And also, he's not using the name. He's saying Friends of. So it would be difficult to stop him from using the name.
Friends of the Tehachapi Mountain Valley Association.
Yeah.
But that would be a private, whatever they call those things, Facebook page for him.
Well, my understanding of his email is he wants to send everybody a notice that he has that page, so if they want to join it to hear what he has to say, they can. He's not sending them the page. He's just sending them not really an invitation. He wants to send out a letter to advise people that he has that page, and that if they want to, that they can follow it, so they can see his rants. He could also request it. He could also send out anything else he wants to. This supposed five-page letter that he has could be included in it. You know, who knows? But again, it's up to us to prove that it's not a request that is in his interest as a member. We have to prove that. So how are you going to prove that it's not in his interest as a member? Because the burden of proof is on us.
Right there.
And the way the law is written, the burden of proof is to prove it. If we do not respond to his request, we have to go to the Superior Court within 10 days and request them to relieve us of his request. If we just ignore it, we're liable. We actually have to go to court to have the court tell us that no, you don't have to give him the list. Mm-hmm. I mean, the burden is on us, and that's
the only way we can charge him for it, right?
No, we would have to go to court and we have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Now, if we don't go to court and he sues us, the court has to give him attorney's fees if he wins, which means we have to pay his fees and ours if he wins. And if we have to go to court to defend ourselves, we can't bring up what his use was for under the law, which means what's your defense?
The law is on his side, in other words.
It's completely geared to the member.
Then I make a motion that we get a legal opinion from the attorney.
Well, we can do that. Do we really want to spend other people's money on a lawyer?
Yes, we do.
Well, you do. I'm saying, do we want to spend other people's money on a lawyer when all we have to do is give him the list?
Yeah. Give in. And he's not going to stop harassing us.
No, he's not. But he can't have addresses of people who opt out.
But again, if we don't
give him... He can still send it because we have to address the envelopes.
If we don't give him the list, he can turn around and ask for other people.
Why would we have to...
No, if people that opt out, they're not opting out of communications.
Correct.
They're opting out of releasing their information.
And that's why we need to adopt
a policy. So we would have to...
So,
I thought that was done already.
No, we said that we were going to do it, but we never wrote a policy.
But we talked...
So I wrote a policy, and this may stop him right here. He may not go any further once he's given this demand, or this response to his demand. Because what it is, what I put in here... policy of Mountain Valley Association to protect the privacy of the members who've opted out as set forth in 5220. The association has adopted the following reasonable alternative under Court Code 8330. Within 10 days after receipt, Secretary of Association shall give written notice the association intends to comply with the requirement by alternative method. Notice shall provide a description of the alternative method proposed, which is attachment 1. The association shall, once the member has accepted the alternative method, promptly perform its obligation under such alternative method. Any rejection of the offer shall be in writing and shall indicate the reasons the alternative method proposed does not meet the proper purpose of the demand made. A member that has rejected the offer of the alternative method may request item to be placed on the agenda for the next regular meeting of the Board of Directors to be heard. The board, at its sole discretion, may accept an alternative proposal from the member, may affirm the original offer, or may propose another alternative. The decision of the board shall be final. Okay, then the attachment spells out the actual process. The alternative procedure for inspection and copying of the membership list. Association shall provide the member with the number of individual addresses contained in the membership list. Requesting member shall provide any material to be sent to the members, to the member, part of it's cut off, membership list in a sealed envelope with correct postage and with, name and return address of the requester affixed. So we're going to require anybody that wants us to mail stuff, their name has to be on the return, has to be on the envelope along with their return address. So no anonymous garbage. It's got to be their name and address. Requester member shall pay the association a reasonable fee as set by the board of directors from time to time. And then we've got a place here to fill in the current fee and shall remain in effect until amended by the board. So he's going to have to pay us a fee for doing this. The law is not real specific. It just says you can charge a reasonable fee for the membership list. The requesting member shall provide the association with a signed statement that the mailing of said envelopes is in compliance with all laws, rules, and regulations, that the contents of the envelopes are in compliance with postal requirements, and the use of the mailing list is in compliance with Article 3, Chapter 6, blah, 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 of the
Corporations
of the Civil Code and the Corporations Code. Association shall promptly, upon receipt of the envelopes from the requester, address said envelopes and deposit envelopes in U.S. mail. Association assumes no responsibility for the content of the envelopes or for the delivery by the Postal Service. So basically, he's going to have to pay a fee, which I would say we should probably set around $20 because most of their stuff is in the $10, $20 range that the law allows. Plus, he's going to have to give us everything already printed in envelopes with stamps on it, and it has to go to the entire membership. He can't pick and choose who to send it to. So that means his cost just went, because before he was just going to send it to the people he wanted to send it to.
Yeah, if he's going to send something, he has to go to everybody.
It goes to everybody. So he's going to have to pay for the entire mailing, plus a $20 fee or whatever we decide to the association.
Do we still have to fill out anything? Do we still have to do any writing?
No, the only thing we have to do is print
the address.
Print the addresses on the envelopes.
Well, that's work.
Yeah.
So if we're involved in having to print those out,
we have to do that.
He's going to have a charge for that because that's on and beyond what we is really required in association.
Duties. Yeah, our duties.
But I mean that covers us on the opt-out part because he doesn't get the actual addresses. Nobody does, and they have to pay for the mailing. And again, it goes to everybody.
That sounds fair.
You can't select who it goes to.
That sounds fair.
So it goes to everybody. And he's going to have to give us a statement that everything is legal in there. He's going to have to sign a statement that everything is in compliance with postal regulations and that it's all in compliance with the civil code and the corporations code.
Let's see. How are we doing that? Does he get the envelopes or do we keep the envelopes? And do we mail them?
We mail them. We put the labels on them. That way he doesn't, he never gets
to see it. He can't have the addresses.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that'll cover that.
And it'll cover anybody else that requests.
It's not just him. Yeah.
Right.
Cover anybody.
So, you know, instead of it just being a malicious request, you know, provide me with this list every week. You know, well, sure, we'll provide it. You give us the envelopes, you give us everything, you give us your check to cover the costs, and then we'll take care of it.
He doesn't have a checking account.
But I'm saying, this puts it back on him. He's got to pay for everything before we have to do anything, instead of just demanding a list that we have to produce and give to him that he may not ever use.
What about if he just wants names? Is that a membership list is just names?
Nope.
Can't have that either.
Nope. Not with the opt-out.
Okay.
Nope.
No, because
that's why we have the alternative procedure.
Good.
So even if he wants just the names, you don't get any of it.
Him or anybody else. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they have to provide us with what it is that they want to mail. The way I look at this is we don't have a downside to this other than, you know, he can send out whatever he wants to send out as long as it's legal. If it's not, he signed a statement that it was, so we've got it, you know, that gives us that much more to take him to court over if he does something that he shouldn't. But
him or anybody else.
You know, I don't know what he's planning on sending.
How is putting this kind of stuff in a public forum legal?
Well, it's perfectly legal. You can make any kind of accusations you want. People do it all the time. Look at the news.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that we can do about what he puts out there. That's his right as a member to voice his opinion. In his opinion, we're evil. But we have no control over that.
I don't want to take away.
I'm not.
People's
I just
rights.
Do what she says.
But I mean that is a member's, you know, right, and it's in their interest to voice their opinions.
I don't
opinions.
Want to take away freedom of speech.
Yeah, and it's
that's,
you know, he's
one thing
he's
I don't
entitled
want
to put out his opinions.
I have enough problems with.
And that's why the law is there that he's allowed to send it to the members because he's a, you know, as a member, he's entitled to tell the other members what he
in
thinks is going on.
In good standing.
You know, he's entitled to tell people what he thinks is going on. We all know that
what
he's...
What do you mean, in good standing?
That his opinions are kind of out there, but they're still his opinions.
It has to be... only goes to people who are in good standing?
No. I mean, a person that wants to use a list from us has to be a member of good standing.
They just have to be a member.
Oh, no?
That's all they have to be.
Oh.
Yep.
He's in good standing anyway. He's paid.
But they just have to be a member.
You mean they could get that a lot without having to pay their dues?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep. The way the laws are changing, pretty soon they'll be able to vote without paying their dues, too.
I know.
But I don't know. I mean,
why pay dues if you don't?
I just look at the downside to it. If we don't comply, the liability to us is going to be expensive. And if we have
to go to court,
and if we have to spend money on an attorney,
just
that costs.
Scare tactics. When has he ever followed through on a threat?
This one he might, because the way the law is written, it is so cut and dry that he can get an attorney to do this on spec, because they know they're going to get paid, because we're going to end up paying them.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, this one is, it's literally that.
It's a sure thing on his part.
Yes, it is.
Then we need to consult our attorney and find out exactly
But if we comply, we don't have to worry about any of it. That's the point. Rather than spending money on an attorney, if we simply comply, we have no cost.
Then why bother having an attorney? We're probably the only association on earth that never consults with an attorney for anything.
Well, if I remember right, we consulted an awful lot before. That's what we're trying to do, is not waste money consulting attorneys when we don't need to.
How is that wasting money when... Randy, I respect your knowledge and everything, but you're
not an attorney. But again, if we comply with this, it costs us nothing. Why, you know, what's the upside to consulting with an attorney? If we simply comply, we have no expense.
Is there a flat rate every time we talk to him, or?
No, you pay him by the hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they're not cheap.
No.
No, I understand that. I just...
Now, the way the association used to do it is they had an attorney on retainer for $1,000 a year that would answer questions like this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's $1,000 a year. In the past couple of years, we've spent nothing on attorneys, and we've kept ourselves out of trouble. And that's what I say. The downside, if we comply, there's no downside. There's no cost. There's no nothing. The only thing we have to do is print labels and stick them on an envelope.
Maybe we'll get some money in.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I say there's no downside to our complying. Where there's a huge downside for us not complying.
We're trying so hard to build up our finances so that we can do something.
And if we don't comply, then that just gives him one more thing to put out there to everybody that we wouldn't give him the list. You know?
That's true, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The downsides are all if we don't comply. There's nothing if we do comply. Yeah. That's why, to me, it's simple.
You know, it's a pile of crap that he's going to send out.
But again, the law is real specific that we're the ones that have the burden of proof to show that he's going to use it for something other than a legal purpose.
Well, when we get our letters, we'll find out, won't we?
Exactly. And then we could, you know, if he does something that he shouldn't, we'll be sending them to us. We'll be sending them to us.
He has to send them. He has to stamp them, and they have to go through the post office.
Correct. Because we are not going to, we're not going to edit the list.
No, we can't hand them out. We have to,
they all get put in the mail.
It has to go through the mail and have a stamp on it.
Mm-hmm. They all get put in the mail.
Does he really feel that all these people that live gazillion miles away and out of the country are interested in this crap?
Nobody's interested in
Nobody
it.
Nobody is.
That's but he's. This is his outlet to rant and rave. He feels wronged, and he wants to rant and rave.
That's what he was doing on
that five-page letter.
But see, nobody's reading his page.
Evidently not. Yeah, evidently not.
Well, he sent out that five-page letter, and it hasn't changed anything.
Now, the other thing that I mentioned to Joan, that I should mention to everybody, the other thing that we could do along with this, simply because we are getting ready to send out another newsletter, it may be, it would save him money, so maybe he would agree to it, but we could send a note in our newsletter that Carl has a Facebook page, we have a Facebook page, we have a website, we could also put in there about next door, just to tell people, here are other ways to communicate in our neighborhood.
No.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying.
I don't want to contribute to and help him to slurry.
And I understand that. And there's no requirement for us to do that.
There's supposed to be a disclaimer saying that if they come across that page, it's not affiliated with us.
There you go.
It's not approved by us.
In our newsletter, we need to put in there again about the Facebook page you've got set up. And simply say that is the only authorized Mountain Valley Association Facebook page. Any other page you find is some other individual's Facebook page.
Well,
that's perfect. That's what we need that way we can get the word out.
What about
that this is him?
When you have to write up on this special meeting. Can we mention that the special meeting was caused by him?
Well, we could. It's in the agenda.